We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Beaver Sports Network, live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Beaver Sports Talk, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans, wings, beer, sports, and by your Civil War partners, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. Now, this is Beaver Sports Talk. Here is your host, Mike Parker.
Fourth and goal from the 7, 41-34 Beavers. Beavers trying to win it in Boulder on this play. Montez on fourth and goal, a long count. Steven claps his hands, takes the pass from center. Montez looks, throws, batted up, incomplete! The Beavers win! The Beavers win it in overtime. The final score, the Beavers 41, Colorado 34. The road losing streak is over. The Beavers in the place they last won a road game do it again 4 years later, rallying from down 31-3 and beat Colorado in overtime 41-34.
Well, there we go, and that was an exhilarating moment there. Scott Barnes on the field running around looking for someone to hug, players in jubilation. And we've seen the video of our guest that we'll talk about in a moment, and a few moments after that, a raucous celebration, an exuberance, a euphoria, a great and joyous moment that the guys had worked so hard to achieve, that the emotions that I was expressing, that we all saw unfold. Just a beautiful thing to see. And now the Beavs prepare for another home game Saturday night against USC. We get to talk about that tonight with the head coach, with the Pac-12 Player of the Week, and the second part of the show, quarterback Jake Luton. So please join me in welcoming, as we get started tonight, head coach Jonathan Smith, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Thank you.
Good evening, coach.
Yeah, good evening.
You know, I know in the world you guys live in, as competitive as you are and how difficult it is, you've been on to USC on the plane ride home and have been working hard. We're in the middle of the week, and you're preparing for a talented USC team Saturday night. So here we are asking you to kind of go back and look at it. But I imagine that it won't ever get old, because this was a landmark type of thing. It equaled the biggest comeback in school history. You outscore a team on the road 38-3 in the second half in overtime. So it's a win that deserves the type of time we're going to give it here for a while tonight before we talk about USC. How did you view that whole experience, Jonathan, and how happy you are for your guys?
Yeah, there's a lot to take away from it. You know, I thought the game kind of played out in a lot of ways of what we've been messaging to our players, of just continuing to compete, continuing to battle. We've talked a lot about, like, we're all in this thing together. And I think that game showed that, you know, from the offense to the defense, special teams, and then even individual players on those groups, you know, of making contributions to get us over the top. So it was a great validation for a lot of what we've been talking about, and obviously very, very happy for our players to, you know, get the result they've been looking for.
And when you got in the locker room, it looked like a spontaneous celebration. You know, Gator took a shot of you in the middle with guys. That's a moment, right? I mean, I don't think you plan, I'm going to go in and jump around, but it was sort of called for in those moments.
Yeah, it was a great locker room after, obviously, that type of win, and the faces and the guys, you know, celebrating together. The thing about that locker room, there's not a great space to gather everybody up. And so they were in different corners and different spots. And so the hooping and hollering just kind of took place. And, yeah, it was fun.
It was fun indeed. No question about that. But it struck me, Jonathan, even before the comeback began to take shape, there were signs on the defensive side in the run defense.
Yep.
I thought throughout the first half that, look, this is better. And then it became a key in the second half. But could you see some things on the defensive side in that first half that were better?
Yeah, there was. I mean, we played better on defense for probably the whole game, not offensively, but for the whole game defensively, stopping the run. They got a couple explosive plays, and some of those was the quarterback scrambling. It wasn't actual, you know, true run game. So that was a big, positive part of the game for us. And then the stops we got on defense. I mean, because the first play, second half, they go take it to the house. But then the rest of the game and overtime, you hold them to 3 points. It was a great effort by those guys.
They hit the big one to open the third. And so when Jake Luton takes the field, he's down 31-3. It reminded me a little bit of what he inherited in Reno, down 30-7, and brought you to the doorstep of victory there, too. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, when he kind of gets a chance to go the distance and play four, what might unfold given what he's been able to do in dire circumstances. But in this case, it looked like he came in that drive, 17 plays, 75 yards, got you going. Who knew that it was going to lead to a comeback? I don't even know what you were thinking about then, but you strung together a great drive to put yourself in a path to victory.
Yeah, we, you know, kind of talked at halftime of just trying to put quality football together. And, you know, that 17-play drive, there was mixed in. You know, we were still running the ball. We weren't just in panic mode of just throwing it on every snap. Jake had some huge third downs on that drive and the fourth down throw to Hodgins when he comes down with it. Gave us a spark. So we wanted to do something offensively, just could put a good product out there and, yeah, obviously score, but not just go into a panic mode where we're going to throw it every snap. And so that got us a little momentum. But I'm back to this defense being able to get some stops to keep us around the game.
Your defense gets a stop after that. The 31-10 play, and we'll talk about some of these things with Jake Luton, whose connection, relationship with Isaiah Hodgins was big in Reno. We saw 9 of the 14 balls that Isaiah caught at Mackey Stadium were thrown by Jake. 10 of the 11 here thrown by Jake. The ability that they had to complete that drive on the 4th-and-2 play, the level of difficulty on that looks pretty high from our angle, Jonathan, mm-hmm. but they practice it a lot, and
it looked like
they knew what they were doing to get that fade for the touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, they do practice that a lot. And then Hodgins got a skill set of, you give him some opportunities with 50-50 balls, he can make plays. Now, the ball was, you know, totally going to be his or out of bounds, and he makes a ridiculous one-hand catch. But that's the kind of spark you need. Those guys do work really hard and have a good chemistry, but I think he's got chemistry with a lot of the other quarterbacks, too. And just like, we got a lot of different guys to throw the ball to.
Now, after the stop, then you go on another drive, and you score again, and it's Jack Coletto who finishes it to make it 31-17. Mm-hmm. And that was an interesting dynamic. And watching it, I was proud of Jack to stay engaged because the first half had been kind of rough on him throwing and getting sacked. And yet, when you called on him for his stuff, he did his thing.
He did, and that's why I give him a lot of credit for staying. Because it's disappointing to get pulled and not be able to finish the game. And so for him to stay engaged, and some of the reasons we went back to him was because that was a little bit of the plan going into the game itself. He was going to start. He can do some of that stuff on the goal line, and so we stuck with that. And again, I go back to that game having a bunch of the messages we've been telling these guys of we're all in this together and keep fighting, and Coletto obviously did that.
Now that touchdown, I mean, again, we're talking about being down 31-10 in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Coletto's touchdown makes it 31-17. The next possession, Jonathan, it looked like may have been as important defensively as any, because then Colorado now thinks, hey, it looked like they picked up their tempo again. They were more in a sense of urgency, and they got to your 43-yard line and had a fourth and one.
Yeah.
And they felt like, we better take control of this thing again right now. So they go, and you stop them.
That was huge. It was huge. And, again, going back to this defense, continuing to grind and not getting the results they wanted there, but that stop was huge, because at that time there was still, I guess, I think it's about 10 minutes left, mm-hmm. and we're only two scores down. And so we go, and I think that's when we kicked a field goal because there was so much time left. Yeah. But it just kept the momentum on our side and the defense making a play.
So 31-20 after Jordan Shukair's clutch kick, 9.5 to go in the fourth quarter. The very next series for CU, 3 and out. Yeah. Could you feel some momentum, some real confidence beginning to build at these stages now?
Yeah, we felt like we had a chance at that point. You know, two scores down, they're getting the stop. We're getting the ball back, and obviously we're having some success. So you could feel it. Obviously, we still had to go execute and do it. But the guys had a little pump to their, up with their steps.
We'll take a break and talk a little bit more, kind of get to how it all finished, because I don't think any of you will tire of reliving how it finished. It was a beautiful thing to watch unfold at Folsom Field in Boulder. More coming with the coach. Jake Luton is coming by. Thanks for being here tonight on this Halloween night. Please drive carefully out and about. I saw the young out as I was making my way here to Buffalo Wild Wings. Hope many of you are on your way to Gill Coliseum. Lindsey Goodman and company are putting on a great show tonight, 7:05 to 8, with student athletes at Gill Coliseum in costume and providing a nice, safe, warm place for the youngsters tonight here at in Corvallis at Gill Coliseum, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock at Gill. We're here with Jonathan at Buffalo Wild Wings. More coming up after this on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Beaver Nation, your fan experience starts at the OSU Beaver Store. When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Enjoy the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear, featuring all of your favorite brands. The OSU Beaver Store, authentic, nonprofit, since 1914. Go Beavs!
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have 5 more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light.
2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Grill? Check. Cooler? Check. Reese's Deli Salads? A must! Reese's Deli Salads, like original potato salad, macaroni salad, and coleslaw, are as essential to game day as friends, team pride, and questionable orange face painting decisions. Reese's Deli Salads go with any game day meal, from burgers to ribs to brats, and are made with home-style recipes and fresh ingredients, so you know the whole crew will love them. Be sure to grab Reese's Deli Salad in your grocery deli before the game. Reese's Deli Salads, fun times and game day made easy.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan. Choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics.
No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
From the right hash, fourth and two, moving left to right from the Buffalo's eight. He will throw a fade for Isaiah Hodgins. Isaiah goes up, makes the catch. Touchdown, Beavers. Getting the one hand up and then pulling it back into his chest for the score.
And we've talked about that a little bit as we welcome you back into Buffalo Wild Wings. Head coach Jonathan Smith with us. We talked about that play, the beginnings of the comeback, Isaiah Hodgins and the one-hand grab. Coach Smith, I don't know where you come in on one-handed catches. There are times, people here who listen to the shows regularly know that there have been times I've been less than a fan of them when I see receivers make one-handed catches when they don't need to, correct, when they can get the other hand in.
Right.
What's your thinking on the one-handed catch?
No, if you can catch it with two hands, we want to do that. I think 99 out of 100 you can catch with two hands, but I do think that particular one, where that ball was at and the way he was going to extend with the one hand was the correct way to do it. But we're always into two hands.
I'm glad to hear that the fundamental things still apply, even for a 39-year-old and a 60-year-old. We're on the same page there. So when we last left off, and we have Jake Luton coming for the second half of the show, the Pac-12 Player of the Week, it was 31-20. You get a three and out and get the ball back and go on another long drive and pull within 31-26, go for two and get it. What do you remember about that drive and some of the key things that happened along the way to put yourself in that position?
You know, I think Jay continued to throw it accurately in the right spot, not holding the ball. We were still mixing in. I think Jamar had a couple of catches, you know, that is, you know, added to his game. And then I remember the conversation when we got down 14, we started talking about, okay, well, we're going to go for two by chance we end up tying this thing. And so the conversation of what two-point play we were going to use and that started well before we got into the situation of actually needing it. And then again, Hodgins making a great play of a one-on-one play on a kind of fade ball.
On the touchdown, Coach, he also, it looked like Jake and Isaiah had a good wavelength going on the touchdown that got you to within 31-26 in terms of, I don't know what the actual route was called, but Isaiah saw where the safety was and made an adjustment, it looked like.
Well, we had thrown the fade to him already, and so what we wanted to do is sell the fade route again and then cross the corner's face. I thought Luton did a good job in regards to waiting for the next window because there were some D linemen in front of him that he waited and then put a good shot where only Hodges can catch it.
Now, he had time to do a lot of this. Tell us a little bit about after, you know, maybe Jack Coletto took some sacks that he could have gotten the ball on, but pass protection in the first half was probably not as good as you'd like. In the second half, though, Coach, I mean, they, generally speaking, did a great job. What changed or what did you do better in that second half?
Well, we changed a couple of things in the type of passes we were calling. And then, Jake got into the game and the ball was coming out a little bit faster. And the O-line, they stepped up their game in the second half, which they needed to do. I mean, it just wasn't up to par. And it wasn't just the O-line. We got a couple breakdowns tight end-wise in the pass protection. So we changed a little bit of scheme and guys started playing a little better.
The other thing that you had, they were tough yards. He had one big pop on the fake reverse and goes 36. I'm talking, of course, about, and let's go ahead for a moment and acknowledge a freshman breaking the 1,000-yard mark and still leading the Pac-12 conference in rushing, true freshman Jamar Jefferson. You gave it to him 30 times. 135, I thought, tough yards,
yeah,
Coach.
Yeah, he continues to run hard because there wasn't a bunch of big old runs that, you know, gained those yards. And I think that's important for us to keep creating some balance, making them think that we can run it or throw it. And so the kids continue to improve, and we can block some things in the run game. But that guy's been steady for us, and we're glad he's back to being healthy.
He caught some balls out of the backfield, too, which adds it to the whole repertoire, right?
Yeah, totally. And, he, you know, he needs to continue to do that.
He also, I don't know how he shows up, but I saw one play in particular where he picked up a blitzer off the edge, and then Jake was able to get outside a little bit. It may have ended up being an incompletion on that play, but that was, it looked like, you know, the whole game. To be a running back, and in every down back in this league, you have to do it all.
You do, and he did. He had a couple of one pass protection. We did play B.J. Baylor a decent amount to spell him, and B.J. was huge, and like on that fourth down to tie the game at the end of regulation. BJ makes a huge block for Jake to be able to stand in there. So we're getting some things out of that running back room that we're pleased with.
Now, what about, and when BJ comes in some of those situations, has he just earned the opportunity to be a guy in that role because you trust him in pass protection?
We do. Yeah, we trust him. He's been working, you know, and with AP getting dinged a little bit in pregame, he was the next man up. And again, I go back to this, we're all in this together, and guys need to stay in it. And when your number's called to produce, and he did.
Jake Luton will be joining us in the second half of the show. Just kind of want to close, Coach, with the way it ended and what you were able to do. I thought your defense, again, even in the points that Colorado did get, after you pulled within 31-28, the Buffs got the ball, and they drove from the 25 to your 17 and actually even to the 4, but a holding penalty brings it back. And we were saying on the air, and it was obvious, it was, you know, Captain Obvious everywhere you go, but a touchdown there and the game's over. But if you hold them to a 3 spot, you still have a shot, and you did.
And it was huge for us to, you know, that definitely helped us, the holding call, and backed them up. But then there was still third down, and we got them to come up short and then have to kick a field goal. And shoot, we gave us 2 minutes with the ball and a chance to go down and should have won the game. And you know, it was huge.
Yeah, it was. Now, I got to ask, I'm going to ask Jake about it when he comes up and we talk to Isaiah about it. For this week's Beaver Sports Podcast with Isaiah Hodgins, in the overtime, you're looking at 3rd and 10, not the best of situations. You throw a ball to Isaiah, and it clearly, with a naked eye, looked like he'd achieve, quote, the line to gain in a first down. When I saw him set it at the 16, I was a little nervous. What was the conversation on the field like in that moment?
I remember walking down to that exact spot and just making sure that they were going to review that, because we were not going to just take that. We were going to call timeout and make sure they were going to review that spot, because I didn't think it was accurate. And so then, and while they're going through the reviewing piece, it was like, well, we're going to go for it. Of course, we were going to go for it on fourth down, but it was a first down. It was a big-time throw on the sideline. Not everyone can make that throw. And then Hodge reaches over and gets it and picked it up on, like you said, third and 10 or whatever.
Yeah, and they ended up setting it just inside the 15. The rest is history, and you go with Jack Coletto again. How about Jack's ability to get that ball in for the go-ahead score?
Yeah, it was big. You know, he had to make a cut, and, you know, that's part of his repertoire, you know, playing physical. BJ, again, kind of leading that at running back, the whole line doing some good stuff. So, yeah, that was awesome.
The whole thing. Awesome's the right word, because you went at 41-34. We exult in it. It's one of the great comebacks in conference history and ties the program record for a 28-point comeback win. But it also seemed, people asked me how the plane ride home, well, it must have been going crazy. It looked like, it felt like, Jonathan, the guys exulted in those moments, but they've come back to work. I mean, they know there's another big challenge. I think there's been a little more spring in everyone's step, but it's not as though you're just walking around on cloud nine. I mean, you've gone back to work for a big game Saturday.
I've kind of felt that. You know, I think that the guys understood that we do need to go back to work. And we even talked about a little bit on Sunday of how much we enjoyed, obviously, winning the game. Well, the only way we're going to do that again is going back to work. And so these guys have. I'm pretty confident we're not overconfident in, you know, blowing that up. And so these guys are excited about another opportunity back at home. Really good football team to go out there and play again.
What about Coach USC? I mean, the talent level is clear. You watch them on film, and it must just jump out in every position group. They're always talented, and their record may not be what they expected it to be. They've been hit with a lot of injuries. They get some defensive guys back this week, and unfortunately, our own Crescent Valley's own Talanoa Hufanga leading them in tackles out for the year with a broken collarbone. I'm saddened for a great local family and Talanoa, a good kid. I'm sorry that that happened to him. He was playing really well, but they're getting some other personnel back like Tell and like Cameron Smith. They have playmakers on that side.
They do. They got a... You know, they're physical and athletic, and they got good size to them, and, you know, offensively so explosive with the receiver and the running backs, and, you know, they're a challenge. It's USC. It always is, but, again, we got opportunity at home. Feeling great about, obviously, our work ethic and what we're coming off of, and hopefully we can build on this momentum.
Coach, the last couple of things, and we'll talk a little bit more with Jake in the second part of the show, the Pac-12 Player of the Week. You know, for him to have that kind of game, and we've already touched on how he's been able in tough circumstances to make throws and bring you back so close to victory in Reno and the actual win in Colorado. The stuff that you and Brian Lindgren and so on give him to execute and the throws he can make, you mentioned there's not a lot of quarterbacks can make the throw he made on the 3rd and 10 to Isaiah. So as you've seen him grow, deal with all the physical issues, what are your thoughts about the young man who we'll be visiting with here in the next part of the show?
Really just happy for him to have a game like that because the guy does, he works really hard. He's had some unbelievable circumstances to keep him off the field at times. But what I like is his work ethic and he keeps on battling. And, you know, the guy's got such great respect for him and really confidence in him when he goes out there because he can make the throws. He's a good decision maker with the ball and he's not overly selfish too because we do some stuff in the run game where he can throw it or hand it off and he's pretty good on the look is this, I'm going to hand the ball off even though he knows he can make a bunch of throws. So just really proud of him and really happy for him to have a game like he did on Saturday.
Yeah. Final thing, Jonathan, you were part of a team that ended a 26-game losing streak to USC in the amazing year of 2000. Ken Simonton rushed for 234 that night, and you beat Carson Palmer and company 31-21 to end 26 years of losing to them. That opened the door for the Beavs to win games again in 6 and 8 and 10, memorable games to be sure. What do you remember most about the 2000 game and what that meant at the time for a team that was having a special year?
Yeah, I remember Kenny having a great game, and we were pretty consistent running the ball, and he was popping it. And I remember the possum took it to the house, too, right? The possum ran across the field for about 100 yards. I remember that. I remember Terrence Carroll had an interception on Carson Palmer, and then we gave him a horrible time in the locker room because Carson actually hawked him down talked about that. So I got a lot of good memories of that one.
That was maybe the most athletic play of the night because the angle. I mean, Carson ran. I mean, how did he catch it?
I don't know. That's what I say. TC, he gave him a hard time now.
But that was a great night. None of us will ever forget that. And I know that the circumstances are a little bit different, and people have asked, well, what does this mean for the – it's impossible to know what the win in Colorado meant. But I do think, as you use the word, you know, validating for guys, staying engaged in the process, and – I think it does help in all of those areas, doesn't it, for the guys to come back to work knowing that, hey, they can have that kind of moment and success staying with the process.
Yeah, it helps. You know, and that's what you're trying to do. I mean, when you play the game on Saturday, you're trying to win. And so it helps in the mood and the, you know, the energy around. But we also understand the only way we're going to repeat that is to going back to work and that. And so I do think we just got some signs of improvement, like we've talked about on the defensive side. We got to keep on improving if we want to beat some of these good teams we got down the stretch here.
Coach, thank you on behalf of everybody here at Buffalo Wild Wings and all of Beaver Nation for staying with us, for being with us, and providing an unforgettable moment, Coach. Yeah. Thanks for joining us tonight. Jonathan Smith getting us started. Jake Luton will be up next. Thanks for joining us at Buffalo Wild Wings. Happy Halloween, everybody, from the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Oregon State football single game tickets are now available. Prices vary by location.
Point conversion try as the Beavers try to hang on and win in Corvallis. John David Booty on first down takes the snap, turns, throws, batted down!
The ball was knocked away!
And the Beavers will win it! The Beavers will win it!
Don't miss out on the action this year in Reser Stadium. Head to beavertickets.com or call 800-GO-BEAVS to secure your seats today.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure No matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free and play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
We all know 1 plus 1 equals 2. But what if 1 plus 1 equaled 25% off? With Allstate, you can save up to 25% when you bundle your home and auto insurance. And when you include the local expertise and trusted advice of an Allstate agent, that's some math we can all get excited about.
There's never been a better time to bundle home and auto insurance. Call an Allstate agent today to hear about our new lower rates. Based on coverage selected, savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Are you in good hands?
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Beaver Nation, your fan experience starts at the OSU Beaver Store. When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Enjoy the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear, featuring all of your favorite brands. The OSU Beaver Store, authentic, nonprofit, since 1914. Go Beavs!
A football game can be won or lost in the last 3 minutes. And that goes for the safety of your family, too. Your family has less than 3 minutes to escape a home fire. The Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal wants you to give them a life-saving defense with working smoke alarms and a home fire escape plan. Have working smoke alarms on every level of your home, inside each bedroom and in the hallway outside the sleeping areas. Also, be sure to create a home fire escape plan and practice it. Remember, fire safety is your responsibility.
Jamar Jefferson flanking Luton, who's out of shotgun. Luton seems to recognize something, now shifts Jamar from his right to his left. Hodgins split right, hand to Jamar, started up the middle, finds a seam inside the 10 and down to the 9-yard line. And Jamar Jefferson, with that carry, erases all doubt. He is over the 1,000-yard mark in his true freshman season at Oregon State. Congratulations to Jamar. We touched on that with Jonathan Smith. Jake Luton will be joining us in just a moment. A very quick segment. We got a little behind in reveling and reliving and celebrating the magnificent come-from-behind victory. So a couple of quick notes. Again, tonight, 7 to 8 at Gill. If you're listening and you're in the area and want a different kind of experience, safe, warm, dry, the student athletes at Oregon State have a great Halloween event going on within Gill, 7 to 8 tonight, so you can make your way over there. The Oregon State women's basketball team this Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. It's a free exhibition game coming up against Northwest Nazarene. So an opportunity to see the women's basketball team in an exhibition game, 11 a.m. at Gill Coliseum Saturday morning. And next Tuesday night, 1 week from last night, Wayne Tinkle's Oregon State men's basketball team will open Wayne's fifth season in Corvallis with a 6 o'clock game against UC Riverside. So we hope many of you can get out and support the Beavers there. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention also, before we go to break and bring Jake up to talk about his Pac-12 Player of the Week honor, how about the Oregon State men's soccer team defeating UCLA 4-3, a goal by Don Chilao in the 93rd minute to defeat the Bruins. And you look at the Pac-12 men's standings heading down the stretch. Who's on top? The Oregon State Beavers under first-year coach Terry Boss. So congratulations to Coach Boss. A lot of things to be excited about at Oregon State. And, of course, we are still living in the afterglow of the come-from-behind win, engineered, orchestrated by our next guest, who will join us after a quick timeout, the quarterback, Jake Luton. Thanks for being here tonight. Buffalo Wild Wings, the quarterback, up next on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered.
Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland. Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
Everyone wants to give their kids the world, but sending them to college can seem overwhelming. I'm John Zeiser with Country Financial, and I get it. My wife and I graduated with college debt, and we didn't want that for our three boys, Anson, Paxton, and Hawkins. So we're taking simple steps to prepare them for college. And Country Financial can help you take simple steps too. Because whether you're our customer or our family, we want you to be successful.
Find an authorized representative at TakeSimpleSteps.com.
In 1931, Oregon State's football team compiled a 6-3-1 record playing their home games at Bell Field in Corvallis. That same year, Umpqua Dairy began making ice cream to sell at the train station in Roseburg. Three generations later, they're still producing award-winning ice cream, and you don't have to wait at the train station. Simply visit your local grocery store. On behalf of Beaver Nation, thanks to Umpqua Dairy for your support of our Beavers and for making the best ice cream in the nation.
Oregon State football single game tickets are now available. Prices vary by location.
Point conversion try as the Beavers try to hang on and win in Corvallis. John David Booty on first down takes the snap, turns, throws, batted down!
The ball was knocked away!
And the Beavers will win it! The Beavers will win it!
Don't miss out on the action this year in Reser Stadium. Head to BeaverTickets.com or call 800-GO-BEAVS to secure your seats today.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan. Choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics.
No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
First and goal at the 7 as the Beavers try to close to an opportunity to win this game. A fake to Jefferson. Pass on the inside slant. Caught by Isaiah Hodgins. Touchdown, Beavers. Two wide receivers, Bradford left, Hodgins right, fake to Jefferson, Luton to throw, now throws the fade. I think Hodgins was held up. He makes the catch anyway for the two-point conversion. And the Beavers close within three with 7:13 to play at 31-28. The Beavers have scored the game's last 25 points to pull within three. Wow, that was part of the amazing comeback at Folsom Field in Boulder. And here to talk about those plays, to talk about the whole second half and overtime, it is a pleasure and honor to welcome the Pac-12 Player of the Week, quarterback Jake Luton. Jake, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here tonight. Congratulations to you. I want to get to the honor, which you've already said, and it's true. It's cliche-ish, but it's true. That was a true team award. You got it, but everybody contributed. We'll get to that in a moment. But what are those two plays we just heard, Isaiah on the receiving end of both? What happened on those plays from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, there were plays where I knew Isaiah was going to be able to go make some separation, and there are routes that we've practiced, you know, a million times, me and him, and so I knew I could rely on him to get open there in the goal line and go make a play, and he did just that.
He did, and then he had made the catch, of course, on the first touchdown. You threw it beautifully. He used the frame. You put it in a place that only he could get it. Were you pretty confident when the ball left your hand that he could make a play on that ball?
Yeah, that's another one. I mean, those goal line fades with Isaiah, that's something we work on every day after practice. And so I knew when I saw the look that I could get it out to him, and I put it in a decent enough spot that he could go make a play. And man, it was an amazing catch.
It was, and the comeback then was on. What was your feeling, Jake? As you score that touchdown, it's 31-10. And you did so, I thought, you came back from a 3rd-and-2 play where you were open, Timmy got rushed, and overthrew you that would have drawn you to within 31-10. But you guys, it felt like the whole day, no matter what happened, you just came back and made the next play.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think coming out of half, we were just kind of approaching it like it was 0-0. And we were just going out and they needed to put some plays together and make something happen. And, you know, next thing we knew, we looked up and we were closing in on that score and knew that, you know, it was within reach.
It was really something to watch, and we touched on it with Jonathan. The comeback just was steady. That's what people who talk about, a miraculous comeback in Boulder. Well, it didn't feel that way to me. It just looked like it was steady, good football on both sides. The defense played. It's not like Colorado turned it over like crazy. You guys just played a great half of football. Did it feel that way to you?
Yeah, it did. Talking to my family, you know, in the days following up and talking to some of my teammates, I talked to Noah today at practice, and we kind of talked about that. You know, we were like, man, we came back from 31-3, and we both agreed, you know, it didn't really feel like it. Right. You know, at the time, it was just, like you said, we're just kind of playing good football, and it wasn't like any quick strikes or anything like that. We put a lot of good drives together, and so it was just a good half of football by the entire team, offense and defense.
Methodical drives, long drives. That first one, 17 plays, 75 yards. I didn't even mention this to Jonathan. I don't know if you knew this or if it matters, but I think it should be pointed out. The Beavers ran 99 plays in that game. That is a new school record. The previous high was 97 with Earthquake Enyard back in 1968. 99 plays. Yeah. And again, that means you're not necessarily just, you know, going back and getting AP to rip an 80-yarder off. You had to just stay with the process, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. And that can be tough in football, you know, putting those long drives together. And I think that was important, you know, for the defense, keeping them off the mm-hmm. field and giving them time to rest up between drives. That's huge for them. And you know, like I've said, it was just a great effort by everybody to be able to be consistently executing all the way down the field that many times.
And could you see, Jake, I know you have stuff to do when you're on the sideline, you're on the headset, you're talking, but could you sense that the defense was beginning to get some traction and make plays? Could you feel the momentum turning because of what they were doing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when we got in there and there in that second half especially, you know, we started scoring and they kept getting the ball back in our hands, and that's big time. You know, when we're rolling and we got the momentum going our direction and they can get the ball back to us, that's really big.
Jake Luton, our guest here at Buffalo Wild Wings, the Pac-12 Player of the Week. You said when the media, everyone asked you, what about that? You went to a true answer from the heart. It's a team win. Tell me about the team effort. You're slinging it beautifully, but what about the routes being run, the protection, the run game, how it all came together?
Yeah, I mean, from an offensive standpoint, I think, you know, everyone was doing their job, and I think even more so you look at the offense, you know, I think we played a great half, but without the defense, there was no comeback. Without the defense, you know, it wasn't even going to be within range. So, I mean, the defense, I think, you know, that first play, I think they broke one. And after that, I mean, they were shutting it down pretty good and allowed for us to make that comeback. And so I think, you know, like I said, it was just an overall a great team effort. And, you know, we prevailed.
We'll take a break here in a moment. I got to ask you just one thing. I mean, this was only the second time in the history of Oregon State football that they've come back from 28 down. It equaled the biggest comeback ever. Have you ever been in a game where you were down 28 in the second half and won?
No, I don't think so. I mean, that's a day and a game and just a moment that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
And so will we. We appreciate that, Jake. We'll take a break. We'll come back more with Jake Luton from Buffalo Wild Wings. Great to have you with us on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free. And play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure, that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done. Like, wake up, stretch, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
A U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK. Visit a branch or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. The U.S. Bank mobile app is free to download. Your mobile carrier may charge access and messaging fees. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Beaver Nation, your fan experience starts at the OSU Beaver Store. When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Enjoy the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear, featuring all of your favorite brands. The OSU Beaver Store, authentic, nonprofit, since 1914. Go Beavs!
You care about your car, so you take it to the best mechanic. You love your dog, so you take it to a vet you trust. So why go with just anyone when it comes to your insurance? With a local Allstate agent, you get expert advice you can trust and the best coverage for you. And because they live in your community, you can always count on them to be there when you need them the most.
Call an Allstate agent to get local expert advice on the best coverage for you. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Are you in good hands?
Grill? Check. Cooler? Check. Reese's Deli Salads? A must! Reese's Deli Salads, like original potato salad, macaroni salad, and coleslaw, are as essential to game day as friends, team pride, and questionable orange-faced painting decisions. Reese's Deli Salads go with any game day meal, from burgers to ribs to brats, and are made with home-style recipes and fresh ingredients, so you know the whole crew will love them. Be sure to grab Reese's Deli Salad in your grocery deli before the game. Reese's Deli Salads. Fun times and game day made easy.
Here we go, 4th and 8 from the Colorado 10, 34 seconds to play. The Beavers trailing 34-28. B.J. Baylor is the running back. Trips to the right with Noah Tongeai, part of it. Luton, the throw for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown, Beavers! Trevon Bradford! And the Beavers have tied it up, going inside with 29 seconds to play.
That was a pretty good play in a pretty big moment. 4th down from the 10, 4th and 8. Jake Luton, who made the throw, is here. And Jake, tell us about that play. I did see trips to the right. I don't know. What kind of things were on your plate in terms of what you were looking for there?
Yeah, it was a play that, Coach Smith and Coach Lindgren had put in, I think at the beginning of the season, and we hadn't gotten to it yet. It was kind of end of the play game. Or end of the game play, where we kind of had a couple options inside, outside, and if nothing was there, I was able to have, kind of an emergency outlet. And so Trevon was at first read, and from what I remember, I think they blitzed a couple guys that opened up the middle, and Trevon had a nice route and made a great catch.
The route was good. It was crisp, wasn't it? Did you kind of, again, you're processing so many things. Could you see as the play developed, this could be open? I mean, could you kind of see him break clear?
Yeah, I saw him break clear. I saw that guy kind of get hung up a little bit on Noah. And so Trevon, like I said, he ran a great route. And I think even a better catch. It was a contested catch, and that's a big-time grab.
It was big time, as the whole experience and event was. For you, Jake, if you could share with us a little bit. I mean, we all saw Pullman last year and missed the rest of the season. And this year, my hope, and maybe yours too, Saturday night against USC may represent an opportunity to, quote, go the distance and be able to play all four. You played so well down in Reno, inheriting a 30-7 deficit, brought the Beavers to the victory's doorstep, came up a little short. And then from that point on, hadn't been able to see the field until you took the football in the second half. How's that whole been? Have you handled that? How anxious have you been to get back on the field? And even Saturday, what kind of got you in the mode to be able to go do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long process, and it hasn't been exactly ideal like I had envisioned it would be when I came to Corvallis. But, I mean, that's okay. There's adversity in life, and especially in the sport of football. So it's just been something where I've been trying to just battle back and stay in it mentally. For the past 5-6 weeks, I haven't been able to do a lot of things physically, but that's something Coach Smith and I have talked a lot about, is staying mentally locked in. So when I was able to physically do it again, I would be ready to go.
How did you feel? I mean, it looked like, I watched you a little bit. We all watched you, and it looked like, you were able even to get out of the pocket and avoid sacks a couple of times, but it didn't look like you were quite 100%. Did you have to just kind of shove that aside and keep playing?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. I had to just kind of do what I could, and, you know, through the pain, you know, I had to go make some plays every once in a while, and, you know, that's just the way it is, and you know, I wouldn't trade it for the outcome. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
It didn't look like anyone was feeling any pain when that last pass no. was tipped away by Shamar and you guys celebrated the victory. What was that moment like for you, Jake? What did you do in the immediate pass? Shamar tips it up. You survive. You win in overtime. What was your reaction? Who hugged you first? What did you do?
I'm overall a pretty relaxed guy, and I think I was on the verge of, you know, a breakdown there on the sideline. I think I went and stood all the way down at the other end and was just watching from the back view to try to see what was going on, and I saw the ball get tipped, and I just was, you know, it was just like all this weight was just lifted off your shoulders. You know, we'd done it. We won the game. We came back, and I think the first person that came up to me was Coach Petrie, and he gave me a big hug. I think he lifted me off the ground, and it was just, it was a cool moment. It was very special.
It was so special. It was so cool to see. Was your family at the game?
My grandma and grandpa were at the game, so it was pretty cool. I got to, you know, share that with them, and I was able to find them in the crowd afterwards in the game and give them a hug, and so it was very cool.
That was those moments with family, we saw quite a few of those. How beautiful is it, and how much do you appreciate family support, but the fans that were there in Boulder with you to experience that?
Yeah, I mean, my family is, you know, it means everything to me, and so having them there was very cool. But, I mean, Beaver Nation, I think, you know, we had that little section in Folsom Stadium, and man, they were loud there at the end. It felt like a home game there in the last few minutes, so it was really cool.
It did. Now, we're going to talk about the home game. We'll take a final break and talk about coming back home Saturday night to USC and the opportunity that you guys have to keep this good feeling and momentum rolling. A final segment with Jake Luton coming up. Thanks for being here tonight, everybody. Served up by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans. Wings, beer, sports, and Jake Luton. Wrapping it up next on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
There's a new season on Pac-12 Network. The slate's been wiped clean. And only you can dictate what happens next. What happens next is when it starts to count. So make it count. This is next level. This is happening. This is your destiny, and there's no avoiding it. Expectations don't matter. Reputation doesn't matter. Only thing that matters is what comes next. Watch on Pac-12 Networks.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
You're invited to join the new Game Day Wine Club, created by Willamette Valley Vineyards, specifically for OSU alumni and Beaver fans. Members achieve benefits like special edition wines, events, and wine discounts. Willamette Valley Vineyards is proud to donate a portion of its sales back to OSU to support the Fermentation Science Program. Sign up today at wvv.com/gameday. That's wvv.com/gameday.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics.
No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
Our last few minutes with Oregon State quarterback Jake Luton, the Pac-12 Player of the Week, and now the Beavers come home to USC Saturday night. Jake, it's a great opportunity. Everyone has asked, and I'll ask you the same because I am curious. You guys have put in so much time and work. You had the heartbreak in Reno. And other games have not gone certainly as well as you would have liked. You've been dealing with injury, as have others. Then you have this momentous game and comeback. How have you felt the vibe, the mood has been these last few days as you get ready for USC?
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. Just coming in on Sunday, it was kind of everybody had a little pep in their step, and the vibe was just really good. You know, it's good to have, you know, it pay off and to have it feel like it pay off and to get a big win like that. But I think at the same time, I think we've worked, you know, just as hard or harder than we have all season this week. And, you know, we're not going to take that win for granted. We're going to come out on Saturday and try to keep it rolling.
You did such a great job, Coach Lindgren, the plays, your ability to execute them. I would imagine that USC, with all of the physical talent they bring defensively, that you have to have, without divulging a game plan, but a similar ability to get the ball out quickly, distribute it in a variety of ways to have success against them, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, that's always important, is trying to get the ball out quick and getting the ball into your playmakers' hands. And I think that's especially important when you're playing, you know, really talented teams like we have coming up and like that we had in Colorado. You know, they were a really talented group there on defense, and it was important that we got the ball out and you know, got it to Isaiah and Trayvon and Timmy and guys like that and you know, Jamar, and let them go to work.
The music tells us that we are in the last few seconds of the show. Jake, I know I speak for everybody here at Buffalo Wild Wings and listening. Thanks for an unforgettable kind of moment and a half. We appreciate it. Don't you appreciate it, everybody? It was an awesome experience to be a part of, and we believe just the beginnings of a lot of special days ahead. Yep. Standing ovation here at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yep.
Jake, thanks for being here.
Yeah,
Let's hear it for Jake Luton. We'll see you all Saturday night.
On the Beaver Sports Network, live from Buffalo Wild Wings, Beaver Sports Talk has been brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans, wings, beer, sports, and by your Civil War partners, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Beaver Sports Network.